Same Green Room Podcast.
You can't handle the truth.
Everybody listening and then thank you all our Anchor FM family, Breaker family, Google Podcast, Spotify, Overcast, Pocket Cast, wherever you're listening at. Salute each and every last one of y'all, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough, family. But welcome to
the Fame Verdict Podcast.
And we're going to make it do what it do, family. We're here. The Bearded family. Guess what? History done been made again. We here. Y'all see the title. Joey B and Kamala the Stallion. WAP 2020. And instead of that weak ass pussy, it's that I guess it's gonna be that womanated presidency, maybe. Give me an acronym for WAP, y'all. Give me an acronym for WAP. I try to figure something out. I even was trying to do some crop work for the art for the Instagram and the Facebook flyer for the night show, whatever. But I didn't get around to do it. I thought that was being, too cheesy and obvious as well. But, however, we want to talk about this a little bit, man. Now, we already know for a fact, we already knew when Joe announced that he was going to, pick a woman, to be his running mate. A lot of people, and I think, because a lot with all what's been going on with women, this has been the year of woman empowerment, if you will. This has been the era of woman empowerment. That's kind of like post and pre Black Lives Matter was going on at the same time. So this women's liberation has really been strong as well. But we've already done the black president, right? Because, you got to calm the people. We can't calm them with sporting games no more because that's out right now. So, he announced. Now, my initial views on that, as far as, a VP pick in general anyway, I didn't see the importance, if you will, that the necessity that it be a woman, let alone an African-American woman, if you will. My thing is, when you go to talk about, the presidency and all of that, when you're talking about the leader of the free world, being the most powerful person in the world, for a period of time, I think what's most important to focus on is who's more qualified for the job, who's more, experienced, because one thing you have to remember, if anything happens to the president, that vice president steps up as the president for the remainder of the term. So I don't want people to be hypocritical because now we are, why didn't Kamala Harris get the Democratic nomination in the first place? If those of us that are, a lot of people that are commenting and proud of all this and that. Were we always behind Kamala Harris? Or, or is this just now? So is that the case? Do we feel like she's as qualified for the job? Or, do she even feel like she's as qualified for the job and for vice president? Me personally, I thought, I'm not really sure because, I don't really know a lot about Kamala Harris. She, rocked California on that scale, a senator for California, but I don't know how her views, were on foreign policy, things like that. I don't really know her stance on how is she with trade, things like that. These things are, important. How can she handle, the economy? you know, things like that, if you will. I don't know if that was per se her lie, you know, economic thing like that, but I think these things are, you know, imperative to have experience on. Now, as far as being experienced on how Washington works, you know, how D.C., how the government starts to set up. Yeah, she's been there for a few years, so surely she's familiar with that. She's shaking hands and been endorsed by a lot of other, you know, key political figures in the Democratic Party. So for the most part, you know what I mean, I guess I can get that. So the narrative that a lot of people, you know, have been coming with, we would say, you know, first, you know, what were some of the downfalls that, you know, people were saying about Kamala Harris when she was running for president before she dropped out? And Donald Trump come in and say he made a high say, you know, he's right, she didn't get a lot of support. You know, did she get a lot of support from black women? You know, the black women, you know, they say, you know, it's the most important vote to seek after this election. Because the black women and the black church used to be one of the most powerful entities in our black community. But I think now that has been switched to entertainment, you know. I don't think the black church holds as much validity as it used to. And through that, I think we're slowly, because the black, and I'm going off into something else. I'm going off into another tangent. So I'm not going to go there right now. I'm saying I'll come up. And Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has done a horrible job, you know, gets orating his views, orating his policies. Things are just so different, y'all, from the articulation and that Barack Obama was able to, the way the man spoke, you know, his vernacular, you know, he's very intelligent, very poised with his words, and to, again, what we have now. And it's like Joe Biden, it's like if Obama was right here, and like the most articulate, most intelligent, they're one of the greatest speech writers and greatest orators of our time. And then you have Donald Trump. It's like Joe Biden, he's in the middle, but closer to Trump than he is Obama, man. And it's only because he has more knowledge of Washington and, you know, how his political scene works in that aspect of things. So September the 29th, if I'm not mistaken, is the first presidential debate. I'm really, really, really curious to hear this banter back and forth between these guys, man. It's definitely going to be one for the ages. You know what I mean? Definitely going to be one for the ages. And, yeah, man, so we want to salute the Queen Kamala Harris still, you know, for it's a historic moment. You know, it's a historic moment that we're in right now. Being the first, and look at this way, she's like double the minority, right? Come behind, making America great again. With Trump, fucking Nazism, his fascism, everything that this guy stands for with his Make America Great Again, right? Kamala Harris making history by being the first half black, half Indian woman on the presidential ticket. That's great, man. It's great. I would have loved for our Queen Keisha Bottoms, you know, she's not more experienced. And I think you know, in a couple of more years, Keisha can run for president and Keisha can win. You know, that's without a shadow of a doubt. That it's just something about, you know, the vibe that, you know, you can pick up energies and intentions off, you know, people, you know, sometimes right off the bat, man. And, I know, of course, you know, being from the city, who my family is, we are familiar with, you know, the Bottom family, you know, her husband, whatever. We are familiar with that family. I don't know Keisha as much. I don't know. Well, I'm not sure if I know her at all. So I'm not, you know, not been there, but we are familiar with the Bottom family, you know. And yeah, man, I think Keisha would be great, you know, man, you know, moving forward in a couple of years. Once she, I think, you know, she maybe even Senate might be pushing it on. She might want to do Congress for a moment, but I definitely think that we need her as, you know, a senator from Georgia. She definitely should run, and she would be a shoo-in. And without a shadow of a doubt, her handling the economy, handling of the budget here in the city, the things that she's implemented. Matter of fact, I'm not thinking I'm going to make it my duty, my business, to try to look into jumping out a Senate campaign for Senator Bottoms. That we're gonna get that jump. So, but again, salute to all the women, man. Susan Rice. I thought, in my opinion, I think experience wise, I think Susan Rice would have been a better choice to me. I'm not sure. Maybe Joe will. He hasn't really. I don't think as of yet he's given a public speech. I might go on here and look in a minute and see if he's given a public, you know, not necessarily an explanation on as to why he chose Senator Harris in the first place. But I think Susan Rice would have been a better pick because of her experience. Having worked with administrations, period, she worked with the Obama administration. I forgot exactly where her position was, but, and, you know, that's just to me. You know, I just think that she would have been a better, even, you know, Elizabeth Warren, maybe. But see, that's the thing we have to remember, too. You know, you have to, person you pick as vice president, that means that's kind of should be your second choice for president, because that's what initially happens. You know, if anything happens to the president, where, you know, he's unable, you know, incapacitated or unable to lead the country, the vice president steps up as interim chain in command. That, again, leaves the question, are we ready for Senator Harris? You know, are we willing for Senator Harris to be president, to wear that moniker? I guess, right? You know what I mean? Again, like I said, I'm not really, she wasn't my pick off top, you know what I mean? Thinking beginning to be perfectly honest, me personally, you know, the whole voting thing, you know, I touched this a while back, you know. Voting means nothing in a way, family. You know, and that always been my thing, just the illusion of inclusion, which is why I think that point is being proven. Excuse me, I think that point, you know, they was trying to prove that point. Maybe even with Barack Obama, allowing that black man to become president. Aaron, wait a minute. Did y'all hear that George Bush, Barack Obama, and Dick Cheney are related? Did y'all hear that? That's different. But hey, you know, not surprising. I mean, Obama is, you know, half white. And he is affiliated, he up there, acclimated, and the Obamas and the Bushes are mighty close. I mean, yeah, I've been on this workout, man. Hey, boy, Leah looking good, man. Hello, man. Like, hey, hello, man. You know, he's trying to get things back situated, man. Getting back in front of lens on something. So, but yeah, man, hey, what side? Wop side. Yo, again, because we're talking about women empowerment, right? Joe Biden is smart. I give him that. He know he's struggling with the black vote. And the only reason Kamala Harris is his VP, because he knows, Joe Biden knows the power of the pussy. Only reason Kamala Harris is the vice president's candidate, because Joe Biden knows the power of the pussy, especially the mighty, mighty black pussy. Because, you know, again, it's the year of Me Too. You know, he has to appeal to black women, you know. Black people and women have been disenfranchised and hurt, especially by the language and vulgarity that this current president, you know, has been spewing out over the past, you know, almost 4 years. So they're looking for somebody that they feel like is going to be there and going to represent them and relate to them, you know. Let nobody get it twisted, you know. It's Joe Biden's show. You know, she's really just there to, everybody knows the vice president is Joe Biden's show. Everything that she disagreed with him on and attacked him on numerous times, she's one of the more vocal ones, did a tremendous job attacking Joe Biden when they had the Democratic debate last year for the nomination spot. You know, she had him back against the wall. All that shit out the window, because that's why she was picked. If it wasn't a political strategy, or if that shit actually mattered, he would have went with somebody else that didn't have them tough views on him. Telling y'all, man, look, this shit is nothing but a strategy. It's political game. It's all for the illusion of inclusion in a way. To calm people, to calm the mass. That shit was for Black Lives Matter. Can you imagine the fake marches and riots that our girls would have, man, Beyonce, that would have made a black parade too. It would have been another much better Costa Mica. Sorry, B. I love you, man. That shit hard. But y'all know what it would have been. It would have been Women's March all over again. Women would have been that disenfranchised and all that. So now they get to feel like, you know, there's an illusion of inclusion, as if this woman has power, and almost as if to say your opinion or your voice matters. Because they gave us Barack, you know. They turned him over to us to do it as we please. And we didn't require nothing of Barack Obama. That man escaped office. He did nothing to help black people. He did nothing to ease the cause of oppression. He did nothing to stifle this system of police brutality, in which so many died under his watch. So many unarmed black people died under Barack Obama's watch. I can call some names out if I need to. So let's not get it twisted, like, you know, and going off into something else before I go too far with it. Y'all make sure they got something for you, man. Kamala Harris went on the Breakfast Club, and saluted my boy, C to God. Salute Charlamagne to God, man. But Kamala Harris went on the Breakfast Club, and C to God asked a very specific question, like he's asked all the presidential candidates, black or white, that touched the Breakfast Club. What is your plan for black people? What is your African-American agenda? Y'all remember Kamala Harris is part of the establishment. She can never answer that question straight up. You know who did answer straight up? Pete Buttigieg answered this way. He kind of had a plan for black people, but we need reparations. I need TIC. That's why I do wish Keisha would have got that nomination, because I believe T.I. could have got some kind of government job. I don't know if his felonies would have hindered that. Maybe. But I want my $1 million, man. I want my reparation check, yo. For real. I need my reparation check. But T.I. said he was going to the Lords of London. He going to go to the Lords of London to get all black people $1 million. And I swear to God, I need my cut. I need my motherfucking cut, fam. Straight up. So, ladies and gentlemen, episode is being brought to you by, hold on, we got to look good. All right, man. All right, man, we're going to pay some bills. You know what I mean? We got sponsors to thank. Of course, Anchor FM, salute to y'all. You know what I mean? I'm going to drop that ass somewhere right about now. Yeah. Wait. All right, we got ass, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm never prepared like that, like I should be. But I'm working on it. Yeah, we're working on it. Yo, sorry, y'all. Hey, look, I've been getting, hey, I don't know if y'all, I bank with one of my accounts, I bank with Chime, right? And I'm going to have to put y'all out there. Because, see, Chime been hitting me up. They been hitting me up, y'all. Not Chime, but this, like, little scammer shit. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? I'm going to let y'all read it, but I'm holding up. Let's see. Can y'all see that? It's out of focus. Let's see. Y'all see that? Say, congratulations. Amen. Congratulations. I'm going to just read it. An account at Chime.com to claim your prize. If we don't receive any DM from you in the next 24 hours, we'll have to select another winner. If you have questions or issues about signing up, let us know ASAP. Thanks for chiming in, and congratulations. Good vibes. Congratulations. You've been randomly selected as a hashtag chime in winner. Please DM us with the email associated with your account in the next 24 hours. If you're not a chime spending account holder, yeah, 24 hours to sign up. Y'all, they almost got me that one time, right? I gotta keep it real, I'll be honest. They sent me this shit about 2 months ago, right? And this was like, I had just opened this that Chime Bank account up. So I have a specific company I do business with that their payments go straight to that, you know, Chime account. So it's kind of, you know, great for that, you know. So they sent me a DM and I didn't really look at it. I read it, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit, like this is crazy. And sent the DM back within 24 hours. And that's when I looked at this shit and noticed this shit, oh hey, man. And they start asking me my password and all of that shit to verify the account. I'm like, why you need all of that shit to verify my account? You have all that shit because you know my shit. right? If you say you are, and you ran into my account, you pull my shit up. I can give him an email, that's easy. You know what I mean? You can't really do nothing with only the email. So I go back and start really looking at the message. I notice these motherfuckers, that's not how you spell child. It's shit. I didn't even know. And then I'm looking at this one, and this one is like that, too. It's probably the same people. Now, they got the chime. They're using the chime logo as their thing, right? But they have the name chime spelled underscore C underscore H underscore dash underscore IME underscore. Get the fuck out of here, right about it. So, not this time. Won't even waste my time. But yeah, so, podcast family, Anchor FM, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, Spotify, iTunes, Apple, and SoundCloud listeners, Blog Talk Radio if you are here live, and Anchor FM family. Make sure y'all like, make sure y'all subscribe, make sure y'all share, and please tell a couple of friends, family. Tell a couple of friends we can keep this thing moving. Yeah, you tell a couple of friends we can keep this thing moving, man. And so all right, we're going to get music for a second, family. Take a little break here. Nah, you know what? We ain't gonna do that. We ain't doing no break. We going right into it. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing no break podcast, family. Not tonight. We going right into it. Cause we got Kamala Harris. That pussy's in the White House, y'all. And get with it. One thing about it, being in the White House, pussy now got power. Pussy got more power. Got more power than a little bit. Yo, what we doing with Cardi B? Cardi B. And my girl, big Amazon, Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah. So, without further ado, we're going to get some of this, though. Let's see. Hold on, it's an ad right here. Let's see. Yeah, it's an ad. Go ahead and share that thing. Now y'all know they do match the algorithms up. They match the algorithms up, so we ain't gonna have to keep that conversation going a little bit, you know what I mean? Can't just let it rock. Yo, hey. Now, first off, foremost, right, the video hard. The video hard, man. Shout out to you right with the snakes in there. It ain't nothing that we ain't really, you know, and a lot of people been giving the girl slack, man, about being on. A lot of people been giving the girl slack. Been giving the girl slack because they don't know. Probably the vulgarity it is. And the lyrics and shit. But see, they been saying the exact same shit that Trina, Lil' Kim, all the motherfuckers done said. So it ain't really been no different to me. Yo. Let's get a little bit. I don't know, copyright issues. I don't own the rights to this music. So. But no, both of them look amazing, bro. You got, you know what I mean? A lot. They stopped the music, right? Stopped the music for Kylie Jenner to walk through that thing. She had the cheetah print on. She up, bro. Which one, yo? Is that the one Travis Scott Davis got the kid, bro?
Look, I need a hard hit. I need a deep. I need a
Henny. That the one you
like? Not a garden snake. I need a King Cobra. Okay. Well, look, they got some money. That's where I'm headed. Cookie at one. Ready. I wanna, the thing is, like, with me, man, like, how...
If these role models, like, my thing is, I don't give a shit what these girls saying. I really don't give a shit about what they rap about because, you know, especially, I mean, that's where parenting come in at. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't monitor your daughter, your kids, what they watching or listening to, feeding into, that's your motherfucking fault as a parent. I ain't mad at these girls for getting their money. Of course, I'm not. I don't know. Glorify the human nature in me. Ah, yes, come on. This shit's great to look at. Nothing I can promote. Not where I am mentally. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, I don't knock them. It's a lane for them, man. They feeding their kids or whatever. You know what I mean? You know, I don't have a problem with what good problem me having with the shit. You know what I'm saying? These girl millionaires. I don't have any kind of problems, but we know we're not gonna be crazy and act like they ain't millionaires for a certain reason. You know what I mean? That we know that this is an agenda. You know what I mean? That's some shit that we know for a fact. So I didn't wanna go into it anymore. I didn't wanna play it anymore. Y'all can go check it out, man. Go check it out on your you know, at your leisure. Yeah, go ahead and check it out at your leisure, man. Hella replay value, what we looking at? 73 million views in 2 days. 3 days. Yep. 73 million views in 3 days. Top that shit, Tekashi. Did they just beat Tekashi and Nicki single? Did they just do better than Fifi and all that shit? I don't know, I ain't no telling. And then salute Nicki Minaj, man, for bigging up Megan and Cardi B for this song. They need to go ahead and squash that shit, I'm telling you. Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma. Nicki Minaj, maybe Remy Ma, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, definitely. A ladies' powerhouse tour or a track. Yo, there need to be a female. Ooh, DJ Khaled. There's no equivalent to DJ Khaled. You know what I'm saying? As far as female, man. Producer out here putting albums together. So, fuck it, Khaled. Man, get all them girls together, man. Do hot shit. Lil Baby kind of did some shit. But he did it with, I guess you can say the low mid-tier girls. With Sweetie and, Cash Doll and Mulatto, I think. I don't know. But yeah, man. But yeah, but either way, big up to Cardi B, big up Megan Thee Stallion. Y'all go check that WAP shit out. My boy Safari, this nigga is a nut. Safari is a nut. He got his BAD out. Do the math. You know what it's about. It is what it is. Came across my timeline. I just thought I should mention it. You did. Yo, actors, actresses, entertainers, singers, models, writers, producers, directors, cameramen, visionaries, whatever you are, A&Rs, anybody into the entertainment field, looking to build a family over here at Blackadelic Entertainment. We're looking for all of the above. You got project, any type of anything. You need video service, need photographer service. Go to blackadelicentertainment.com. BlackadelicEntertainment.com. Again, blackadelicentertainment.com. YouTube, you can get into the description box. See the link right up in there. podcast family. You go to the main Vain Very homepage, look for the website link. It'll take you straight over there. You can read up on all that's about us, see things we got going on, see what recent work we've done, and see how you can be part of the family, man. See how we can help bring your vision to life. Yeah, so y'all come on and get the representation and exposure you deserve. Again, come on to FearsBlackadelicEntertainment.com. Follow us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Blackadelic ENT, Instagram, Blackadelic ENT, Twitter, Blackadelic ENT. Donations, donations, donations. Support the brand, family. You can send it through our PayPal account. The link can also be found at BlackadelicEntertainment.com. You listen to the podcast, you can see the support link right there on the main page, on the profile page of whatever one of the sites you're looking at. You see the support link there. Or if you just want to get it straight to Cash App, we respect that too. $ Blackadelic Entertainment. Then $ BLACKADELIC, capital ENT. Other than that, family. Yeah. That's how we gonna do it, family. And yeah, with that said, I digress. Charles family, y'all hit that like and subscribe button, man. Subscribe, hit that share, because we out of here. It is gone.